More violence is expected in Hong Kong today, with a number of unions saying they will take to the streets to protest against a controversial new national security law. Protests against the law occurred over the weekend, with the police using tear gas to repel the protesters. If carried out, the law would pave the way for Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters to be charged with separatism and terrorism, and could see China set up intelligence agencies in Hong Kong for the first time. Yesterday, Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam defended China's new national security law for the territory. Speaking at a media conference, she tried to allay concerns by standing up for the law, saying it is responsible. It is a responsible move to protect the law-abiding majority. She described the worries of the protesters as just their imagination.
Some of the things that you have said about mainland agencies coming down to arrest people, undergoing protest, and they will be arrested, the calling the chief executive to step down at the moment are your imaginations or things that have been said by some people. We are a very free society, so for the time being, people have this freedom to say whatever they want to say.
She also criticised other countries for interfering in its affairs.
For overseas politicians who making such comments, they probably, you know, practising double standard. Now, I think there is no one country that would allow an important matter like national security to be flawed in any way or to have a void in any way.
That's Carrie Lam. Our correspondent in Beijing, Patrick Fox, spoke to our producer, Harry Locke, earlier on about the response to Ms. Lam's comments.
Carrie Lam has said that from the people she's been speaking to, there's actually a lot of support for this law, and that these comments that have been made by individuals overseas fly in the face of their feelings of what's happening. Interestingly, there has been backlash following some of these comments that Carrie Lam's been making. There is a group of 30 different trade unions that are calling for a protest tomorrow to say, and they've been saying that, you know, what Carrie Lam said really reflects the interests of a small private group of people and their private interests and doesn't really represent Hong Kong broadly.
And just what is this over? Exactly why is there so much unrest over the weekend? You know, we saw pictures of tear gas. Just why is this stirring so much emotion for people living in Hong Kong?
I think there is a bit of misunderstanding about why Hong Kongers are up in arms about it. Because, you know, under Hong Kong's constitution, the city is meant to enact national security legislation on its own, and it's failed to do that. The government tried to push forward with it in 2003. That prompted 500,000 people to come out and protest, and it's really been a sort of, that was really a prelude to the current anti-government or pro-democracy movement that you see today. And I think it's fair to say that there hasn't been any appetite for any sort of national security legislation since then. So Beijing has grown tired of this. And so they have decided instead to push these laws through at a state level, at the National People's Congress. So they're circumventing Hong Kong's own legislature. So that has made people think, well, that's tantamount to tearing up the One Country, Two Systems framework, which grants Hong Kong its high level of autonomy. But I think more importantly, it reflects Hong Kong's frustration at another bit of legislation which is meant to have been passed as well, and that was granting Hong Kong universal suffrage. And a lot of people might say that, well, if you want to pass national security legislation, then Hong Kongers should perhaps also have universal suffrage.
What exactly are you expecting to happen today? There has been talk of more protests happening.
Well, it's almost certain to happen. These trade union members are saying that, well, actually, Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong government is only reflecting the interests of, you know, private groups of people, a small group of elites, if you like. So they want to come out tomorrow and make it clear that, you know, this is not representative of Hong Kongers broadly. We are expecting clashes. The police are certainly prepared for it. They've built barriers all around LegCo in preparation for confrontation. So I think there's a very strong likelihood that we will see a similar, if not sort of greater level of violence that we saw over the weekend.
It's our correspondent in Beijing, Patrick Fox.